These are the security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending December 14th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook discovered and fixed a bug in its API September 25th, which it says existed for 12 days, that could have allowed apps approved to access photos from a user's timeline to also access, without approval, Facebook stories, marketplace photos, and photos uploaded but not shared. Facebook will provide a tool to developers to check and see if they received such photos and delete them if they did. The bug could have affected up to 5.6 million users. Sources tell the New York Times that the attack on Starwood Hotel's database that exposed the data of around 500 million guests was part of an intelligence gathering effort believed to be done for China's Ministry of State Security. Geng Shuang, a spokesman for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, denies any knowledge of the attack. Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou was released on bail by a Canadian court Tuesday. Meng must remain in British Columbia, provide a supervisor with telephone numbers, live at a $5.6 million home selected as her residence, and stay indoors between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. every day. She'll have to surrender her passports and be under the watch of a security company while wearing an ankle bracelet. The U.S. is seeking extradition of Meng on accusations of fraud regarding sale of technology to Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. U.S. President Trump told Reuters he might intervene in the case if it would help trade negotiations with China. Hardware maker Supermicro announced that an outside firm, which a source tells Reuters is Nardello and Company, found no evidence of malicious hardware in Supermicro's current or older motherboards. Supermicro commissioned the investigation after a Bloomberg article reported that the Chinese government had implanted hardware on Supermicro boards in order to spy on traffic. The firm tested samples of current motherboards, including versions sold to Apple and Amazon, and examined software and design files. Jennifer Valentino DeVries, Natasha Singer, Michael H. Keller, and Aaron Krolik teamed up on a New York Times investigation into location data used by apps, found that location patterns alone could identify some individuals despite the data being otherwise anonymized. 17 of the 20 apps studied sent latitude and longitude to more than 75 businesses. Weatherbug on iOS shared location data with 40 other companies. Google reports that a vulnerability in Google Plus could have exposed the name, email address, occupation, and age of up to 52.5 million users to developers, even if the account was set to private. Google says the vulnerability was only in existence between November 7th and November 13th. It was discovered through standard testing, and there is no evidence that any developer took advantage of it. Google says it will shut down API access to Google Plus in 90 days and close the network entirely in April rather than August. Signal announced it will not be able to fulfill requests from Australian law enforcement for access to encrypted communications. Australia's Access and Assistance Law requires companies to provide access to such communications if they get a warrant. Signal's Joshua Lund wrote in a blog post, "The end-to-end encrypted contents of every message and voice video call are protected by keys that are entirely inaccessible to us." Boosting is the practice of letting someone else play a game under your account in order to increase your ranking used in esports. South Korea's National Assembly passed an amendment to the Game Industry Promotion Act that would punish boosters with a 2-year suspended prison sentence and fines up to 20 million won. That's about $18,000 U.S. Privacy-focused browser Brave has joined Vivaldi, Opera, Google Chrome, and soon Microsoft Edge in migrating to Chromium. Most of its user base has made the switch, and it says you should see a 22% speed boost. Previously, Brave only used the Chromium page rendering engine. Brave users will be able to use Chrome extensions now, but the browser will not integrate Google-based features like accounts, sync, or search suggestions. Opera announced a public release of its Web3-ready Android browser with a built-in cryptocurrency wallet. It supports Ether and any token using Ethereum's ERC-20 standard, as well as collectibles like CryptoKitties that use the ERC-721 standard. NamePros reports Google has transferred the duck.com domain to search engine DuckDuckGo. Google got the name when it acquired On2 Technologies in 2010. Finally, the U.S. FCC voted 3-1 to classify text messages as an information service like the internet or cable TV, not a telecommunications service like your phone. The vote means carriers can block spam and robocall text messages without worrying about violating common carrier concerns. The FCC says the decision pertains to bulk messaging, not individuals. Carriers in the U.S. may now block bulk messages from any organization for almost any reason. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.